This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum. We thank them for supporting this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John David.
JD!
Hey, Bo, good afternoon, man.
Man, good afternoon to you too, sir. I have missed you so much, and people don't even realize, I don't think, how much I've missed you.
It's like I hear your voice. You pick up the phone when we get this whole thing organized, and oh, it's just like, you know, putting on your best fitting pair of pants or something. You know, it's just right. You know, it's just
that, yes.
You know
pants.
What I mean?
Right? You chose pants. Thanks for making it weird, bud. Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Hey, look, gloves, or you know, sitting down to your favorite meal. I'm just saying this is a comfort thing, right? This is a comfort thing.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, look, it can't be more comfortable than this. This is a monumental episode history of the life of Country Squire Radio.
It is, but also, just to make it more immediate, I'm just glad to be here. I'm just glad to reconnect with you and come up for air for the first time in almost 2 months, if not 2 months. I mean,
let's do it, man. Let's pull the curtain all the way back. All right,
it's something, man. It's really something.
First of all, we got to give a major shout out to Russ Hicks, who stepped in these last 2 weeks.
Yes.
and had a great time hanging out with Russ. Absolutely love him so much. He's got such a wealth of knowledge. He's got such a passion for the craft. And is also just one of the coolest dudes on the planet. And so just hanging out with him was incredible and really stepped up in a big way, as you have gone into full on second dad mode, or dad 2.0 mode, or you know, Papa John mode. I don't know what the right phraseology here
Papa
is,
John,
but
David,
we got this baby, which we're about to talk about, you and your sanity and kind of the process of becoming a dad again. But before we do that, so we had planned on this. Funny enough, we knew this baby was coming, and I was in Jackson. And so, as the listeners may have picked up, while I was in Jackson, we recorded a number of episodes while we were together.
That's right.
That released over the course of about a month, that was supposed to come out when the baby came. But life ended up hitting fast and hard and early. And so those ended up coming out pre-baby. And so it's been like a month and a half since I've heard your voice, man. This is crazy.
It's ludicrous, man. I mean, I can't really describe the insanity of the past, 6 or 8 weeks here. Really, the past 2 months and maybe even a little more than that. It all kind of started with the ice storm that we had in Jackson that we talked about, all across the South. You and I went back and forth, of course, on that, several episodes ago. And then the renovations we did at the shop, and then just rushing so fast in order to get every little thing done I could before our baby son came to meet us on April 1st, actually, April Fool's baby. So, we just tried to get every little thing we could out of the way before then. And he came later than we would than we were thinking. And then even his birth was real dramatic. And so, somewhere in there, I broke a bone. I broke a rib. the whole thing is just a disaster. So, it's been something, man. Lots of transition at the shop. Anytime you do a renovation, a reconstruction, a construction project, there's always a lot of unknowns. And so with that, there's over budgets under performance and on and on. And then, even on top of that, we have the best staff on earth, and I'm so proud of them. But there's some things that are harder for them to do when I'm not at the shop or I'm not present. And so, when those things happen and you take a little paternity leave, and then you add on that being pretty sick, frankly, and then you got a wife that's not feeling great, you're just out a lot. It's made it hard on them, and so some things have slipped around the business, and on and on. I'm playing my little tiny violin here, but it's been a beast, man. It really has been. And so that's why it feels so good to get back, like I said, to come up for air, but also to have that sense of okay, this is regular. This is what normal looks like. You know, we're still not getting a lot of sleep around the house. Wife's kind of hurting, still recovering from everything. I'm kind of hurting, still kind of beat up a little bit. But, you know, all in all, things are good, man. We're blessed and very, very fortunate to have everything we have. So, man, George Stephen Cole, my son, born to us on April 1st of 2021. And, man, just so thankful for little baby George and grateful that he's here and healthy and just wish that he would sleep more and puke less.
Man, child of the covenant.
That's it, man.
Into the world, man. I do have to ask, like, when, you know, so you kind of, you made allusions to it, you broke your rib somewhere in there, but I am curious, this has got to be one of the few places, I mean, like, you've been at home with your wife recovering, she's been recovering, you can't bring up the rib around her right now.
No,
I mean, like,
no,
I know you can't.
I can't. This is a woman that went through, you know, yes, hours and hours of labor and then had to have an emergency C-section on top of that.
Right.
And it's like, right, I don't have any license at all. like there's none at all. So, I imagine, you know, you just grit your teeth and get on through and you just hope that, you know, at some point, you know, in the next 6 months or so, maybe your rib will heal up and, you know, but until then, it's just things I'm going to have to do in order to, you know, have life carry on. And so, the rest will come, some other time.
Well, hey man, it's Country Squire Radio. You can let your hair down here and it is okay.
No, man, the few hairs that are left, that is it. So, man, I really am glad. I've had so many people reach out and just, you know, express support and encouragement to me here of late. And so, you know, a lot of our regular listeners have become dear friends of mine, you know, folks I get Christmas cards from and, you know, exchange gifts at the holidays and things like that from. And so I've just had a lot of people that have reached out to me saying that, you know, they miss our interaction. They hope we're doing well. They've prayed for our family and, you know, they know what's going on behind the scenes and, you know, that they're here for me. And so I just want to say thank you to all those people and so many more that, you know, have supported us over the years. And so that kind of brings us to, you know, the amazing fact that, you know, so we're getting back in the saddle here and back on top of all this. And we're doing it at just the time to celebrate our 400th episode. And so it's
400 episodes,
it's crazy, man. I mean, it's just crazy that, you know, we've been able to talk pipes and pipe tobacco, premium tobacco, the pipe world, you know, pipe lore and history and you know, tobacco nerdisms and all this other stuff for this many years. And so, man, I'm just really grateful. I'm looking forward to exploring some of that with you today.
Well, one thing that is absolutely true is that we could not be doing this today. We could not have made it to 400 episodes without the support of our amazing patrons and club members. Man, and we've got a couple new members that I got to give a shout out to here. And I've been waiting for you to come back to the show so we could do it together.
Yeah, that's great. I'm glad you did.
Absolutely, brother. Joining at the Squire level, we got John Walsh. Walsh is joining at the Squire level. We got on the Pilgrim side, man, we got Chad Johnson. And then, you know, I saved the mess up language because, you know, John Walsh and Chad Johnson, I was going to try, but I couldn't. Here we go. Chris Plumridge, which I'm pretty sure his name is Plumridge, but I'm going to call him Chris Plumridge because I'm pretty sure one of those is right, but I'm not entirely sure which one it is.
No, it's a very interesting name, Plumridge, and so there may be some funky pronunciation to that. And
well, I would imagine so, Chris's family, you know, they may have been brought up on a ridge with several plum trees, but isn't plum in that? Does plum have a B in it, like a silent B somewhere in there?
I don't know. I don't think so. But
okay,
but,
I don't know. I have no clue. And then finally, man, joining at the Pilgrim level, we got Dan. Just Dan. And there are some
just
who call
Dan.
Him Dan. That's right. Anyway, so
Dan, .. just Dan.
Yeah, John, Chad, Chris, Dan, thank y'all so much for your support of the show. Welcome to the Country Squire Radio International Pipe Club. This show is happening right now because of you guys, so we appreciate you so much.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I sincerely thank all of you guys for your support in that. It's a big help to make this happen.
All right. Episode 400. Man, okay, so this is very interesting because I was reflecting earlier today in preparation for this episode about, you know, 400 episodes. Now,
yeah,
it's not a small number. to say the least. It's, but at the same time, 400 is not like 500. You know, 500 is halfway to 1,000. And that's when you really start to lose your mind. So we got another 100 to go before things get too crazy is kind of my mindset. But 400 is still, I mean, it's a monumental episode.
No, I mean, it's 7 7¾ years, right?
Exactly.
Wow.
Math. But that's the thing. It's been some time. We have done this weekly without fail, practically without fail, but ice storm notwithstanding.
Yeah, no, that's every right. Single week. That's right.
And it's been pretty crazy over the last several hundred of episodes. But what's been really insane is, you know, typically whenever we do an anniversary episode like this, you know, we always say it's kind of like taking one for ourselves. It's a way for us to kind of pause and say, hey, you know what? This is a monumental moment. If you're a new listener to Country Squire Radio, this probably isn't the best episode to start off with because it is like, you know, this is kind of like a party, but it's also kind of like an investor call to some extent. Like we were talking about this beforehand, but it is, we're going to be talking about, you know, the last 100 episodes, sharing kind of some favorite moments. We'll also be talking about like some of the most popular episodes, what seemed to work and all that kind of stuff. And it as I was kind of going through like the preparation for this, it reminded me of like those Disney shareholder calls where you had like Bob Eisner on the phone, like, you know, like, wow, we've got some, a new ride coming to Disney World. And this, you know, Space Mountain just did you know, whatever.
Exactly. We really, really think that, you know, the stock price is going to go up this quarter and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, no, there's a lot of great things to look back on and also, you know, things to look forward to as well. And so, man, that within the last 100 episodes, you know, just thinking overall about the, you know, the entire show. Last time we did anything like this was at Missouri Meerschaum, you know, 100 episodes ago, over 2 years ago now. And so, man, just what a precious time and what a precious moment in time, really. You know, something that, you know, we got to really dig into. It was right after you moved to Texas and, you know, just a lot of transition in both our lives. A lot's happened since then. And so, man, it's just really something to, man, to just mark and plant our Ebenezer and make it, you know, something that we can look back on.
Yeah, actually, you know, it's interesting. A couple weeks ago, I actually had one of our listeners that we met in St. Louis for episode 300 messaged me out of the blue and just kind of checking in and it just really meant a lot to me. But, you know, I didn't make that connection until just now. But yeah, it has been 100 episodes and a lot has transpired since you and I were in Missouri Meerschaum. You know, I think about that episode. I think about where our head was at. I think about kind of where our mind was at. I think about where the show was at. You know, we were wide-eyed, so innocent, so young, you know, in the pre-apocalyptic world that we existed in. You know, we had high hopes. We had dreams. 100 episodes ago.
I know, right?
and the thing is, man, a lot has happened. Like, you know, it's easy just to kind of look back and say like, oh, you know, well, you know, 2020 happened. And we're going to talk about that because, you know, that tweaked some of the content that came out. And
that's right.
Honestly, had a pretty significant impact, as we'll talk about here in a second.
Yeah.
But to be honest, man, 100 episodes is not just a year. That is practically 2 years. And so there has been a ton that has occurred over the last 200 episodes. We have had some pretty monumental moments in the history of the show. And I want to kind of share kind of some fun episodes talking about kind of what has been the most popular and maybe even what has been the least popular over the last.
We have a few of those too. Yeah.
I mean, like, you know, some hit and some don't. That's just the case.
That's right.
All right. So before we do that though, thinking back, and I know this is going to be difficult, but can you think of like maybe one, it doesn't have to be your favorite episode, but is there any episode for you, man, that is kind of like a standout?
You know, I can't really think of any off the top of my head where I'm like, man, that's one I want to go and revisit. You know what I mean? I think for me, probably, you know, one of the most memorable and most fun, certainly in recording it, was when you came to town, I believe, around Christmas time. And we sat in the back of the blending room at the shop, surrounded by premium pipe tobacco and, you know, just the smell of Black Cavendish and Dark Fire Kentucky and all this stuff. And we cracked open a couple bottles of really expensive booze and we just had fun. And we just did it on mic. You know, that was a great night. And it, frankly, it was really cathartic. I needed it.
Yes. That was the most therapeutic episode I think we've ever done.
That was good, man. And I think even after that, if I'm remembering right, you and I even stayed up at the shop afterwards and just kind of, you know, chewed the fat and told stories and, you know, got silly and, you know, it just hung out and smoked cigars, and it was just a good time. It really was. And so,
man, we closed the shopping center. We closed the Waffle House down. What you talking about?
I'd forgotten we did close the Waffle House down. That's bad. That's why they hadn't let me in there since then. I probably have to look back at least at that episode. So many fun ones though to think about. What about you, Bo?
Okay, so I know this is like easy to do, but the series that we just did on the Shire Select was so much fun.
Yeah.
Like it was a blast, and it was one of these episodes that I really love where we can kind of dive into some lore, but then also like get like really like, you know, go into kind of the flavor profiles of various pipe tobaccos. I like that is when the intersection of kind of like you and me like hit perfectly in my mind. And like, it's just a fun, knowledgeable and exciting episodes. And I know we hit that special moment because we've gotten so much feedback on that series in particular.
Great. Yeah. Before, just if you're listening, before, we talk about any of that, before the show today, I had to ask Bo, like, you know, I haven't been on social media. I don't know anything that's going on. I really haven't been around my business a whole lot. I no clue. I was like, what's going on, you know, in the world of pipes? Like, Bo, does anyone hate us? Who's mad at us right now?
Have we, well, hang on.
What kind of feedback have we gotten, you know, on some of our content and all that kind of stuff? And that's great, man. I'm glad folks connected with it.
Absolutely, man. So that was definitely a standout moment for me. Yes, absolutely. The Prodigal Son episode where I was with you and Jackson was also definitely a highlight. Most probably one of the most therapeutic, to be sure. But we've had some fun ones, man. We've gotten a chance to cover some topics in these last 100 episodes, rather, that you would think we would have covered a lot sooner.
Yeah.
For example, did you know that since episode 300 to now, some of the topics that we've covered is Lovecraft, of course. We've also covered J.R.R. Tolkien. Actually, yep. One of our most downloaded episodes of these last 100 episodes was
that would make sense. J.R.R. Tolkien. Yeah,
you may recall the Ewok episode.
Yeah, yeah.
The controversial Ewok episode. Probably our most controversial episode since McClellan shut down.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that's
fair.
Probably right. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So that was all right. Now, this is interesting. So I've been kind of combing through and looking at the metrics and kind of seeing what's worked and what hasn't. And the Ewok episode is one of our top downloaded episodes of these last 100 episodes. But another one, and this, I think it really kind of speaks to what was happening at the time, is episode 345, which was our pipe in place, how not to waste your quarantine.
Yeah, yeah. That is super practical, but also just kind of telling about the moment in history where we found ourselves.
Man, that was almost 1 year ago from when we're recording now, give or take maybe about a week or so. Mm. We've been through some stuff since then. And I think it really did. It resonated with a lot of folks. A lot of people tuned into that. And it also had a lot of legs, I think, throughout the quarantine, as people were enjoying their pipe and were kind of, you know, getting into their hobbies, I think, a lot more. That episode in particular ended up being kind of an entry level for a lot of new folks over this last past year. Whereas normally, you know, kind of our higher downloaded episodes are kind of our pipe smoking 101 episodes.
Right.
That one in particular kind of existed as kind of a pipe smoking 101 for a new age, so to speak, or at least the age that we've been in. And so it seems to have really resonated with some folks.
We all, you know, these past 50 episodes have really had to relearn kind of how to interact with the world and with the pipe community. And, you know, folks are, you know, developing new shopping patterns and new social patterns and all these kinds of stuff. You can tell how hard I'm trying to not say the phrase new normal, but, you know, we're all kind of learning this together. And, you know, the pipe industry, certainly our whole community, just all the groupings and gatherings. I mean, you know, the laws that are affecting some states but not other states and how that's, you know, contributing to this kind of changing pipe, you know, landscape that we see. It's just it's really been remarkable. And so, you know, we've been honored, even though we wouldn't want to go through it again, we've been honored to walk with you through it, to be, you know, kind of comedic relief through the midst of it.
Right.
And man, it's just profound what we've witnessed, you know, change in society, change in government, and you know, just all the amazing you know, uplifting, or you know, tumultuousness of our current day. We've walked through it together. So last 50 episodes particularly have been pretty unbelievable. Yeah
man, I mean, it's I think there's we've learned to, you know, or at least I hope that in the last past year, something that we've learned is just the importance of holding to one another, especially when, you know, we can't be together, you know, and really kind of seeing, you know, one of the things that we've all often championed as kind of pipe smokers is that enjoying a pipe with somebody is one of the best ways to connect to them from all walks of life, you know, no matter who they are, no matter, you know, what your perspectives may be. And great thing about the pipe is you got to shut up for a couple of minutes and you know, puff on that pipe. It forces you to listen and I, you know, and then kind of be more contemplative and think before you actually just, you know, blurt out.
Yeah.
The pipe is, if I may, the pipe is the anti Facebook comment page. You know what I mean? Like the pipe is the place to go to really kind of connect and listen and be together. And it's been difficult this last past year when probably we've needed it more than ever, but man, I got to tell you, it's also been exciting to see ways in which people have been innovative and kind of connected the different communities that have kind of sparked over the last past year. You know, one of the things we did was we tried to highlight some of that in our best of for 2020. But I got to make mention of this in the last 300 episodes, man, best of 2019 was kind of a monumental episode for us as well, because I kind of feel like that is the first time that our best of series grew up a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was kind of fun and games, and then we were like, you know what? We're going to do this right this year. Like, you know, you kind of, you know, one of the things about you know, Country Squire Radio is it is kind of that little engine that could early on, and then it could pretty well, and then it was doing really well.
And then it did.
And then it did. Yeah. And then it's kind of one of those situations where you kind of look around and you're like, oh, you know what? Our words have meaning. Like the like what we're doing out here, people are paying attention, and you know, we need to be cognizant of the responsibility that comes along with that. And the Best Of series kind of originally kind of arose out of a way to, how do we, you know, we got this spotlight on us. How can we blast that out, right?
Yeah.
How can we be this prism that you know, reflects that light in various directions to really showcase some really interesting people and products from around the industry outside of just us? And with 2019 back then, the goal was to really kind of take that and say, like, okay, well, how do we do this with, you know, the authority, not a presumed authority, but the authority that the listeners have ascribed to us? And how do we make sure that we're, you know, when we highlight you, it means something.
Yeah.
And that
we're,
you know,
good stewards of it, you know.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And so that was, you know, I love all of our best of episodes, but that one does have a special place in my heart because I really do feel like we grew up a little bit that year.
Yeah, I tend to agree. And, you know, it's been fun seeing folks take to that and, you know, display it with honor and, you know, all the, you know, fun that we've had, you know, seeing folks contribute to it. And even with the, you know, Glenn Pipes episode, folks, that was completely inspired on, you know, folks perhaps even trying to troll the nomination process. And so, you know, there's just a lot of really good stuff to mine there.
Yeah, that's interesting because historically we haven't had too many trolls, even though I feel like we probably deserve them, man. Like we're not a perfect podcast. That's you know, despite everything I just said about, like, you know, oh yeah, you know, we're legit. No, we are not perfect here at Country Squire Radio. We have made mistakes before. Now this does not fall into the last 100 episodes, but I do think that it's worth noting that, you know, Squire Select, you know, Old Charter 8 has made multiple appearances.
It has, and
especially the early days of Country Squire Radio, when, you know, we didn't have money back then and it was like, all right, well, what free booze is around? Old Charter. All right, Old Charter. Let's do it again.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those things. When you drink Old Charter, you're typically on a mission. You know, you're wanting to, you're not enjoying it for the flavor, obviously, because it you know, that's not something to write home about. So you're on a mission. And so, you know, what I ascribe it to is, like, you know, the mission was accomplished and we probably forgot that we did Old Charter. And then, you know, because of that, and then, you know, it was easy to revisit because it was in the cellar, in the liquor cabinet up at Ye old pipe shop. So, and simply because the hurricane had left it there multiple times,
But the, you know, the hurricane has to pay his way. So
that's right. Out.
And we fueled up the podcast with it a couple times. But I say that to say that in the last 100 episodes, we have done not one, but two revisits of Morda.
Wow.
That's right. That's right. Now, we had done a Morda episode in the early episodes, but we had a request from a listener. It was KJVXHN, the King James version 10 Hermit Nation, who wrote in asking us to revisit Morda. And we did it. And then I forgot to take it off the list of
and
things.
And then we did it again.
And then we did it again. And, so, and I remember,
how's that for being asleep at the wheel? Yeah.
Oh, it was awful. And part of it, because it was the Jackson episodes that most recently came out, and I was doing kind of prep work, and I was like, oh, this will be great, because, you know, Morda, it's such a fun topic. It's one that I know that you know a lot about, kind of off the cuff.
Sure.
And we needed to kind of knock out a couple episodes, and we wanted to make sure we were having a lot of fun and all that kind of stuff. And Morda's just a fun topic, you know? And it's great.
It's
and
so then, fun that we did it twice.
And so that's right. The pipe material is so nice. We did it twice. Actually, we did it thrice, technically. Right. So yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's funny, man.
That has to be acknowledged. And I just remember, like, when I was uploading it. So I was going to, I can't remember what the original title for that episode was going to be, but I literally called the episode Mortified because I recognized the fact that it was our third time covering the subject.
Dude, that's hilarious. Hey, what's funny is I had no clue until you literally just mentioned that a couple seconds ago. You know,
yeah, I know. I kept you from this because I knew you had a lot going on.
I had a lot going on. And these are the things that kind of horrify me as someone that's very self-conscious and codependent. Right. And so, you know, you did right. You did real good. That's hilarious. I do kind of wonder, like, the things that keep me up at night. You know, I don't, you know, listen to the podcast after we record it. I typically kind of let it go and then, you know, work and, you know, enjoy, you know, the shop and family life and then, you know, come back to the microphone the next week. But, you know, I always do wonder after that, like, what are we – you know, what kind of things like that are we missing? You know, what are we, you know, is there obvious stuff like that that's happening that we're just like, you know, like what, just because I just don't, you know, I don't know.
I mean, I will say this. I do typically, especially for like the Squire Select Tobacco Talks, like series, like regular series like that, where, you know, the likelihood of, you know, accidentally revisiting something is pretty high. I'm pretty good about scanning. And honestly, the only reason why this fell through the cracks is because, like I said, I forgot to take it off of our list. And it's kind of like, oh, well, if I would have only put it on the list had I already done the scan through. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so it was totally my bad.
Oh, that's
but anyway.
Hilarious, man. That's awesome. No, it's
hopefully people enjoyed it.
Yeah, hey, there's a lot of reason to smoke more to pipes, and if you want to know more of why that is, we've got three hour long episodes for you to explore.
Okay. All right. This is about, okay. I can't believe I'm about to do this. I know, you know, look, we are no stranger to offending various portions of our audience before, especially those from around the globe.
Right.
Look, I'm just going to state the facts. Okay. With this next thing, the least popular episode of the last 100 episodes.
Okay.
If you had to guess, actually, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have set it up like that. If you had to guess what our least favorite, least popular episode is,
I'm trying to think. I mean, I don't know.
Not sure. Okay, here we go. Oh, Canada! A look at the Canadian pipe. Nobody cares. Nobody
really?
Cares. Yes.
No way. Dude, that is sad. That oh, come on, man. Really? Yeah. That man, there's so many worse episodes than that.
Yeah. That's pretty rough, you man.
Know? The look at the Canadian pipe, that's fascinating because man, what a spectacular shape, what a storied shape, something that you know, strikes a you know, it has a very striking image and you know, clean lines and something that draws attention and of course is known to smoke well because of its proportions and all those types of things. Come on, that's a shame.
it's pretty rough, man. It's pretty, I mean, like don't get me wrong, it's like, you know, so I said it's the least popular episode. It's somewhere in like the 3000s, a little bit.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I guess it's closer to 4000, but it's It's fairly low for us. I mean, but back in the day, that would have been huge. It would have been our hugest episode.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's so funny.
So that's not nothing to scoff at. But I'll put it out here for our Canadian listeners. Represent, okay? What do Canadians say? How do they say hello? Or sorry? That's how they say hello. Sorry to our Canadian experts, but we don't want you on the Zed. We want you to go all the way to the top. So head over and download that episode. Listen to it. Tell your friends. Go to your pipe shops and let them know. You've got no worries. You know what? They probably didn't download it because they probably thought we might be offensive. But again, I'm sorry that you might think that. I would not personally. I can't think of anything that I would do. I can't Monty up any ideas as to why I would... Moose.
You're a complete moose. You're an unmitigated disaster. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's amazing they let us on iTunes.
Give it time. Give it time.
Yeah, give it time. Yeah, no, give it time. That's great. I'll have to go back and re-listen to that episode myself, actually, and see. You always wonder, like, you know, the viral traffic that some of these episodes get. It's like, you know, was it not shared? Was it not listened to very much because the title wasn't particularly interesting? Or did people listen to it and they weren't very impressed with the episode, and so they didn't share it as much? Or you just kind of wonder, like, what is it? But let me just say, let me get on my high horse here for one moment.
High moose.
That you know, or being from Mississippi, my high molehill.
There you go. Okay, that's probably more accurate.
Yeah, it's very, very accurate. I think everyone should own a Canadian pipe. I really do. And so you know, if you don't, fix it. I think you should remedy that.
Well, I thought that was hilarious that ended up being our least popular episode
of
the last 100.
That's funny. Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
I will say that, you know, you mentioned like what actually works, what makes for an interesting or a popular episode. And I mean, you do have some, like, you know, for example, there's topics that really, you know, I think speak to the community. So the Esoterica episode, we literally just called it the Esoterica episode. And that's the, you know, that's all you need to really do in that.
That's all. I'd forgotten that we called it that. Yeah, that's great. Yeah.
And then, you know, but at the same time, we did one that, you know, there wasn't necessarily anything special about it, but it was a very popular episode. It was Take It or Leave It. And I think it's because that was a kind of a clever title, if I could say
yeah,
so.
Like, sure, sure.
It was just kind of taking a look at Pipe Leaf, and but Take It or Leaf It was
And it's funny. I've mentioned this before on the air, and I tell people, and they're always surprised. But you know, I don't listen to a lot of podcasts. I don't like. That's not something I personally do. I don't have a long commute to work. When I'm working, I can't really listen to things while I'm working because my workspace is the floor of a tobacco shop, and so.
Right,
whatever I'm listening to, people around me are listening to and things like that. So I don't really listen to a lot of podcasts. But the few times I do, you know, that once a year when I take a road trip and, you know, maybe download a few episodes of this or that, that makes sense. I mean, you kind of go for the title. It's like going to Barnes & Noble and looking at the covers of the novels or something. You tend to pick up things that are interesting looking or, captivating, maybe interesting artwork. Or, you know, if you're just browsing for something random to read. And, I'm sure pipe smokers in some sense are no different.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think that's true, especially when you've got such a wealth of content and you kind of like scan through like, well, what's eye catching if you're kind of going back through the backlog? Or if, you know, we definitely have listeners that cherry pick, you know what I mean? Like, we've got subscribers, but then there's got a lot of folks that just kind of cherry pick along the way. And then just some people just skip episodes if it doesn't, you know, particularly appeal to them. And that is perfectly fine. So
yeah,
it's always very interesting to see how that plays out. All right. So there you have it. That's some kind of some fun little stats and talking about what worked, what didn't work. And also kind of our failures and stumblings along the way. I did want to give a little bit of a room here for, we're going to do something a little bit different this week as we kind of get ready to transition. But before we do that, I want to talk about a company that does things differently. And by that, I mean perfectly every single time. And that is coming up with amazing ways to bring you the best in quality corncob pipes. And of course, I'm talking about our friends from Missouri Meerschaum.
That is right, man. We just take such joy in talking about Missouri Meerschaum week in and week week out. And they are so gracious, of course, to sponsor our show and make this show happen every single week. And they have for years. Man, this week we are talking about a fun new limited edition pipe that they came out with. And it's still available. It's a St. Patrick's Day Pipe 2021. And still available on their website if you go to corncobpipe.com. And this is from Missouri Meerschaum. They say, to celebrate that special time of year that brings out all the Irish in all of us, we have put together a pipe that together with a glass of Irish whiskey will make you want to dance an Irish jig on St. Patrick's Day and here in April as well. This caramel-colored beauty feels like a piece of gold in one's hands. With the shank capped by an antique brass band and our green tortoise Italian fan-tailed acrylic bit, it will look as nice as one too. Just as you never iron a four-leaf clover so as not to press your luck, don't wait to place your order.
There you go, man. That's right. Our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum, we love them so much. You know, what a great, great way to celebrate our 300th episode was to be on site there. And, you know, we hope to do amazing things with them again in the future. Hey, if you've got a Missouri Meerschaum corncob pipe this week, be sure to smoke it. Take a picture of yourself doing so. We'd love to retweet it out to let the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum know we appreciate them for sponsoring the show. And man, we do. We would not be here if not for them as well, big time.
It is so true, man. I just, you know, anytime we have a milestone episode like this, you come to the table, you belly up to the mic thinking, you know, just about all that's changed and all that you're thankful for and what's happened and who the major players have been and what you wouldn't have accomplished without whom. And man, just the story is very intimately, you know, connected to Missouri Meerschaum and our patrons. And so, man, to Missouri Meerschaum and everybody that supported the show through Patreon, we're very, very grateful.
Pipe question of the week.
All right, man, pipe question of the week this week. We're going to do this a little differently. I got a couple of pipe questions I'm going to throw your way.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so it's going to be a little different of an episode, but you know the anniversary episodes always are. This first one's coming in from Russ, but I don't think that Russ. Not Russ that's been with us for the last couple of weeks. I think this is
a different Russ. Okay.
Different email address at least. He says, a question for JD. Is it easier for you to make a sale online or via a phone call to the store, or does it not make much of a difference? I've been eyeing up some Country Squire blends and was just curious what the best way to buy is. Thanks. Love the show. And again, that is Russ, but probably not that Russ.
Yeah, no, not that Russ. Man, we're grateful for your interest. And we'd love to send you tobacco. Either way, you're welcome to give us a call at the shop or order through our website. Our website is probably the best way to order tobacco and the way that you'll get it, you know, quickest and most likely to be mistake free.
Human error removed.
would be through our website. So, man, we encourage you to do that there, and that's thecountrysquireonline.com, where we've got all our products listed and everything. But, you know, we are available also by phone, and we, you know, would, of course, encourage you to give us a shout if so. I personally am not particularly easy to get a hold of at the shop. You know, our whole staff, Dominique, Liz, JD, Carson, Caleb, who works again still from time to time, any of us would be more than happy to more than happy to help.
Just to clarify, when he says JD, not that JD, so not
yeah,
that
not
Russ
that JD. Right,
you could call and get not that JD, and that would
that's
be amazing,
right?
Actually.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so not that Russ, call and talk to not that JD.
That'd be hilarious.
Man, that's right.
All right, good deal. So there you go. Online, that removes the human elements. And not that there aren't amazing humans at the store, but on the off chance that you actually did get John David, then everything would fall apart. You know, no, I'm just kidding. All right, man. This next one's coming in from Gene, of course, longtime listener of the show. Since hobbits should smoke flake, according to part two of the episodes of the Shire pairings, is the Country Squire ever going to offer a LOTR flake tobacco? LOTR, of course, Lord of the Rings. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, a fun idea, of course, flake is near and dear to my heart. If you've listened for a long time, you'll know a lot of my favorite tobaccos are flake pipe tobaccos, and that's for a variety of reasons. They just are particularly good for those that love ritual and nostalgia and intense complex flavor and, tobaccos that stay fresh for a long time and on and on and on and on. I love flake tobaccos. So, you never know. You never know. We may do that at some point. We haven't introduced a new Lord of the Rings tobacco in several years now, and that's by design, really. We feel like, we've kind of done that. An homage by, honoring them with, honoring it with, the variety of tobaccos that we have set aside for that. And we'd like to be known for other things too. So that's something we probably won't do, if I just had to shoot from the hip, but you never know. You never know. There's always an opportunity to, mix it up a little bit.
I gotta say, man, I definitely understand that you don't want to be kind of that one trick pony. You don't want to, it's like that actor that does that massive like blockbuster hit, and now they're known as that character for the rest of their life. You want to make sure that, the rest of your blends kind of, are out there and speaking for themselves. That said, I do think it's exciting whenever like some of these, major tobacconists such as yourself and others kind of put out series of pipe tobaccos together.
Yeah, sure.
We talked about like the Gods series, right?
Yeah, from Savinelli. And of course, Cornell and Deal has a whole series based around the, Lovecraft, universe and things of that nature. So yeah, I think there's something to be said for that, but, you don't want to overdo it. You don't want to overdo it.
You don't overdo it, but it's been a minute though, John. It's been a minute.
You never know, man. Maybe there's another series that, will rear its head, or maybe I'll get my arm twisted enough at one point and we'll come out with some new, friends or additions to an existing line. So we'll see.
Okay. All right. Pirate series. Okay. Sorry.
Hey, man, it's not a bad idea.
You can do a Blackbeard one. You can do an Ambani one. Like I could give you the lore and the knowledge. You can take that inspiration and run with it, my friend. I think there could be some fun stuff. Blackbeard used to light. You know what? We haven't even done Blackbeard.
That's a different episode. Yeah,
that's a different episode.
Right.
We're talking about series. We haven't even we did do I think at least one Pirates and Pipe Tobacco episode of the last 100 episodes. I tried you want to talk about not overdoing it. I realize that there's only a small section of the Country Squire Radio audience that appreciates those episodes, but I will say that we are diehard. You know what I mean? we're out there. So yeah. Now if you make a pipe tobacco series, then that justifies me doing entire additional episodes on other characters that can go with the pipe tobacco. It's perfect. That's what it is. All right. Well, great questions. I wanted to do some questions that probably wouldn't normally fall in the pipe question of the week category, as we typically do, that sort of thing. But since they're kind of related to kind of your product line and kind of just the shop in general. Yeah, so normally, of course, we do the kind of the best practices and that sort of thing, and we'll get back to that next week. But yeah, I want to kind of toss some your way. I thought these were good ones to discuss, and it also pulls back the curtain. I feel like a lot of people, Russ alluded to this last week about how the tobacconist tends to keep his cards close to the chest. So sometimes, even if it's just the light things of what's easier on you if we call or go online, or hey, what's that next Lord of the Rings tobacco? I think it's worth doing a little poking and prodding from time to time.
I know, man. The liquor store next to the shop, the as we affectionately refer to it as the package store, they had a sign they put up the other day that said something like, it has been blank days since we have been asked if we have any Blantons or something like that. I can't remember.
Right.
But it's for whatever reason, Blanton's whiskey is just bourbon is really hard to get here right now. And so, and blank days is always just a zero. It's just, it's kind of the running joke. Like you walk in, hey, welcome to the Country Squire. No, we don't have Esoterica, right?
Right.
And so, I think that's I think that's fair. It's some good. We'll pull that thread occasionally.
All right, sounds good.
Quick fire
with the Squire. All right, man. Quick fire question. I'm super excited for this because today we're kicking off something that is kind of like a gift that was sent to us by listener Nathan Clay.
I like gifts.
I love gifts, man. Nathan hooked us up. So, you know, we were always, you know, we love the quick fire questions. Sometimes we come up with our own. A lot of times listeners send them in. So Nathan kind of challenged us a little bit. Now, it's no longer March, but he has prepared for us several March Madness style brackets to kind of do throughout the Squire Select here over the next probably several episodes, honestly.
Okay, okay. This sounds like fun.
Yeah, like don't get me wrong. If you've been sitting on that perfect, you know, quick fire questions, go ahead, send them in. But I think I don't know exactly that because I don't know math. I don't know how this is gonna like take us. But we're gonna do quick fire questions. But the trick here is we're gonna have to like do a bracket, which means that we're gonna have to like work it together, I guess, to kind of like determine a winner and to see who progresses forward. If that makes sense.
Who moves to the next game, the next week, Okay.
Exactly. All right. So here we go. So the first bracket is going to be pipe material bracket. All right. So here we go. Briar or olive wood?
Briar.
Really? I know that it's like the classic, but olive wood is so pretty.
It is. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And olive wood is interesting. And it's something where, you have to, if you're going to build a legit collection, eventually it's probably a good idea to have one of those pieces in there. But yeah, man, briar. I mean, are you kidding me? Like briar, your good pipes. They're historically, the creme de la creme, the ones you always think of, the quintessential, the classic, the, expected, it's going to be briar.
Okay. All right. No, that is fair. That is fair. All right. So we'll move Briar into the next round. Okay. All right. So here we go. Clay or Morta?
Ooh. Ooh.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Mm. Even though we've done 18 Morta episodes, including 17 in the past year, I'm going to go with clay. I'm going to go with clay. Clay is historically incredibly important to the pipe smoking story and development. It's got thousands of years of development as a tool, pre-Columbian and post-Columbian. It's one of those things where it provides the original clean smoke. It's something that you can affordably get, and if you break it, get another one. And you've seen them on pub tables all over, Western Europe. And of course, those clay churchwarden style pipes evoke pictures of Santa Claus and travelers in foreign lands and things of all kinds of, romantic, things like that, colonial times. And I don't know, I have to go with clay. I think clay has a special place in my heart and my collection. And I don't smoke it a lot, but it has a very important place, and I smoke in very specific times. And so, I'm going to go with clay.
Okay. All right. Clay moves on. I that's a major upset. I thought for sure it'd be Morta, but I mean, everybody knows we're in the pocket for big Morta.
Right. Big Morta money. Yeah.
All right. Well, see, all right. Now see, this actually might impact this next one. I think that this is going to be questionable because
here's
what's
where this is going. Yeah.
Yeah. Meerschaum or Missouri meerschaum. Now this is interesting because they didn't say corn cob, which would have been more accurate to kind of put in here. They said a Missouri meerschaum corn cob pipe.
No, that's right. That's right. I have to go with Missouri meerschaum corn cob pipes. And that's not just because they sponsor our show.
right.
But that, if you're thinking about the importance of a particular type of pipe, within the pipe smoking community and just, the value you'd put on one. Obviously, meerschaums are beautiful and, gorgeous. They're all unique and luxurious and interesting, have a mystique about them. Corncob pipes, particularly in America, I mean, these are the go-to everyman pipes that are out there. And it's something that, folks that are real pipe smokers that are using their pipe almost as a tool, someone that day in, day out, or not just, collecting your, they're counting every night their age tens of escudo and things like that. But, folks that are actually smoking pipes, day in and day out, the corncob pipe is part of their rhythm. It's part of their routine and their legacy. As beautiful as meerschaum pipes are, I think Missouri Meerschaum pipes are, have to advance. I do.
All right, man. No, it makes total sense. I mean, especially with as much history and kind of like beef up you were giving Clay, I'm like, yeah, all right. I see where he's going with this. This makes sense. There's, you want to talk about a history legacy there. Plus, I mean, when it comes down to my personal pipe collection, I got a ton of Missouri Meerschaum pipes. Do not yet own a Meerschaum pipe. I need to correct that at some point.
Yeah, but that's a shame. I have to say that is a crying shame. Yeah, I know. You need a Meerschaum pipe. Like, some of my favorite pipes are Meerschaum pipes, but I think if we're doing a bracket and, like, you know, if the bracket is importance or who gets to win or something of that nature, I just think you have to advance the corncob pipe over the Meerschaum pipe for levels of importance to the pipe community.
Yeah. Okay. All right. And then finally, glass versus metal. Yeah. Okay. All right. So metal advances. All right.
Metal advances. It does.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. I think this is going to be a lot of fun, man. I'm going to post out this bracket with kind of our updates for who progressed on. Out to our club members, man. This is going to be hitting out all the patrons and club members, along with the future bracket, so that y'all can kind of go ahead and fill them out on your own and see like by the end of it, who got it right, like who was able to kind of see who progressed along. Now, as you kind of saw how this is going to work, John David's going to be pretty much choosing the winners. Now, I've got a little influence here and there, and especially as we get kind of down the line into some of the other categories. For example, specific pipe smokers in terms of Heroes of the Bowl and that sort of thing. I might be able to sway him one way or the other. I think it'll be pretty interesting to see where things are going. But one way or the other, I think this is going to be a lot of excitement. So if you are supporting the show, if you're one of our amazing patrons or club members, this will be being blasted out to you via email through Patreon with all of these brackets. Love to see what y'all come up with. And yeah, looking forward. Don't worry. I mean, you can keep them close to your chest or you can post them out. I promise you it will not influence what the decision is. So how y'all choose to kind of share out your picks and that sort of thing, go for it. It we will not be swayed one way or the other. Nothing but pure, deeply researched decisions.
Something like that.
Something like that.
Your thoughts, your comments. Listener feedback.
All right, man. Listener feedback. Man, we got this great listener feedback in from Chris, who wrote in. All right, so a while back, we talked about the Fire Dancer tobacco. You remember this? The Fire Dance Flake.
Yeah, sure do.
Okay, so Chris is kind of taking us to school a little bit. I love when listeners do this, because it really makes up for our failings, which, as we've connotated earlier in the episode, we have quite a few.
Our many.
Yeah. What did Chris have to say, man?
Say, hey, guys, recently started listening to your show. Love it and signed on as a member. Have been catching up on past shows and wanted to comment on the episode where you reviewed Fire Dance Flake. You seem intrigued by the cryptic information about the blend's origins. I didn't hear any follow-up on that in later shows, so I thought I would write in and possibly help with some of the backstory. You may have already heard from other listeners, but here it goes. Fire Dancer was a sister of the Briar that was active on old alt.smokers.pipes news group way back in the day before multiple forums and the like popped up. The ASP news group was a popular place for pipe smokers to gather, chat, exchange ideas, etc. I found the place when I first started smoking a pipe around the year 2000. I remember Greg Peace, Mark Tinsky, and others and other names in the pipe world posted there often. Anyhow, Fire Dancer's name was June, and she knew someone at the blender that worked with her on the idea for a new aromatic tobacco with a blackberry brandy type of flavor. It was named Fire Dancer Flake after her. I remember when it first came out, and it was in relatively short supply, available in bags from Knox Cigars. This was back around 2002 through 2003 time frame, if I recall correctly. I enjoyed the occasional bowl of Fire Dance Flake as a change up to my usual blends. The saying none but the Piper keeps up with the dancer was actually Fire Dancer's tagline on her post to the news group. Sadly, she passed away in 2009. She was a lovely lady and had a pleasure and was a pleasure to have in the news group. Her presence was sorely missed. Hope this info satisfies your curiosity about the blend. Keep up the great work on your show, and I'm looking forward to listening for a long time. And that's from Chris.
Chris, thank you so much for that. That's it's so fascinating. I mean, we even talked about this. I mean, I guess you could argue we joked around this, but I think we talked about it seriously as well with the Glenn pipes and just how things are lost to time, rather, but they're also lost to the internet to some extent. Like the great thing about mining the internet is that so many of y'all are connected with various people who have inspired, you know, be it fringe products or popular products. And those stories don't have to be lost to time, that we can actually retell them and share them around. So, Chris, man, thank you so much for enlightening us on the origins of Fire Dance.
Yeah, that means a lot, Chris. We're really grateful for you just being a part of our show. Thanks.
Absolutely. All right, man. We also got one from Pastor Joda, who said, greetings, friends from the lands of Rovanian. Greetings, friends from the lands of Rovanian. I just wanted to say thank you for the Shire Select shows. I enjoyed myself immensely and want to thank Bo for his creative idea and excellent execution. And I want to applaud John David for fully embracing and leaning into the Hobbit Supper. You have my deepest gratitude and respect. Also, John David, I want you to know that the Lord brought you and your wife to my mind the other night. I was praying for y'all and the newest Cole. I'll shoot some quick fire questions your way soon, and I've been somewhat out of touch lately as I've been in the middle of a major life transition. Thanks as always, Pastor Joda. Well, Pastor Joda, thank you so much. I know, you know, John David and the Mrs. were just really taking all the prayers they could get over the last several weeks. And also appreciate the shout out for the Shire Select episodes. It was, you know, it's interesting because those were a lot of fun, and seeing kind of the response from our listeners, especially longtime listeners in particular, really, really enjoyed those. And so a lot of fun. Anytime we get a chance to visit Middle Earth, it's always a good trip. So thanks for coming with us.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, man, it has been 400 amazing episodes, but this episode's coming to a close. But don't worry, folks, you can keep up with us, of course, throughout the week. You can follow John David at John David Cole. You can follow, of course, the Country Squire @_CountrySquire or the show @SquireRadio. All that information, of course, and more can be found at CountrySquireRadio.com. John David, 400 episodes. Did you think,
man,
way back when I twisted your arm to doing something,
that we'd be here almost 8 years later? Yeah, no, there's absolutely no way at all that I would have thought we'd be still be here, and man, that we are, and it's been fun, and there's so much great content that we've got to mine for the past several years, and so much more to go. So we're really, really thrilled, and just happy to make it one more year, 100 episodes, and we'll see you at 500.
Absolutely, man. Listen, this show has been quite a blessing in so many different ways. It's been a blessing to get to know the amazing listeners out there, and I gotta say, man, it's just been a blessing to have this as kind of an excuse to check in with you, especially as kind of life is brought us to new stages of life and new stages of kind of, places in our careers and literally in new cities and states at this point. One of my favorite things 400 episodes later is being able to check in with you on a weekly basis.
And likewise, brother. I agree.
Well, hey, man, let's go have a day.
All right, brother. See ya. Thank you.